Sorry, folks, you get me again.
对不起啊，也我也跟大家在一起了。
I'll try to keep your interest during this time.
在这一段时刻里面，我尝试使得你们对我的信息有兴趣。
So our message for today is called Keeping Christ in Christmas.
今天的题目是在圣诞节里面如何保留了耶稣基督。
And if you watched last night's skit, which I thought was just wonderful.
假如昨天在座就能够看昨天的翠菊，我觉得是非常之好。
You heard about one of the big concerns that Christians have about the Christmas season, especially as it's practiced here in America.
大家都知道基督徒特别关注的就是在圣诞节里面那个在美国里面怎么样过圣诞。
And the problem is the way Christmas is celebrated has become in many ways very separated from Jesus Christ.
事实上在我们在美国里面庆祝圣诞，那么在传统上它是跟我很多方面跟圣经是有脱节的。
And in fact it is possible to celebrate the holiday and not really know what Christmas is really about.
假如我们这样的庆祝那个圣诞节，我们都不明白那个圣诞节的真意的真正的意义。
And to not really know who Jesus Christ is.
也不知道耶稣基督是谁。
And so should this be a concern for us as Christians?
对于我们基督徒呢，我们是应该是要关注这一点。
And this is a question that was actually confronted hundreds of years ago.Going all the way back to the Puritans and the first pilgrims that settled in America.
这个问题呢，其实已经好久好久已经，在我们先贤呢来到美国的基督徒，或者是回到很久以前都有这个问题存在。
Because they actually established laws that prohibited or banned the celebration of Christmas on December 25th.
在那个十二月二十五号，他们立了要禁止了，还十二月那个二十五号的庆祝那个圣诞这个节日。
These were faithful Bible-believing Christians who were disciples of Jesus Christ.
这些都是那个相信圣经也是耶稣基督的门徒。
We should at least take a moment and stop and consider what their position is.And why they decided that Christmas was a holiday that really shouldn't be celebrated.
这个时候我们来，等一会时刻我们的来思想他们这种门徒如何的，为什么他们要反对这样子的圣诞节。
And this is actually a good exercise for us to do because the Bible instructs us, as it says in 1 Thessalonians, test everything, hold on to the good, avoid every kind of evil.
这个就圣经也是如此的告诉我，正如在帖撒罗尼迦里面提到，就是但要凡事检验，善美的要持守，个人的恶事要禁戒不住。
And so we should apply that test to the Christmas holiday as well.
所以我们将这些圣经呢来应用在我们那个圣诞节上面。
And also from Acts, we have the passage that tells us, now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians.For they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true.
尤其在《使徒行传》里面十七章十一节提到，这地方人咸于帖撒罗尼迦的人更新领受这道，天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
And so our standard for testing, including testing the Christmas holiday, should be to examine the scriptures.
假如我们要检验那个圣经的章节的时候，我们的标准也是，不管是什么日子，在假日也是也有这样子的检验。
Now, one of the concerns that the Puritans had is found in Galatians chapter 4, verses 9 through 10.
早期的这个清教徒，他们这个关注这个问题，我们可以从加拉太书第四章九到十节里面找到。
Here Paul writes, "But now that you know God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable principles? Do you wish to be enslaved by them all over again? You are observing special days and months and seasons and years.
现在你们既然认识神，更可以说是被神所认识的，怎么还有归为那懦弱无用的小学，情愿再给他做奴仆呢？你们谨守日子、月份、节期、年份。
And so here, Paul would seem to be admonishing the believers for observing special days or holidays.
所以这个时候，保罗又告诫他们在那个守那个特别的日子。
And we also see in Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, Paul writes the following. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ.
保罗也在告诫这个哥罗西的教会的弟兄，他说，所以不屈在饮食上，喝节期、月朔、安息日都不可让人论断你们。这些原是后世的影儿，那形体却是基督。
Now I believe if you examine both of these passages carefully and in their context, you can come away with the meaning that Paul was trying to get across.
假如你们都只是在查验这种经文的时候，你就会知道保罗所讲的是什么。
And that meaning was basically a warning by Paul to the believers to not get all caught up in tradition.
所以这些经文都是保罗告诫那个基督徒不要在这个职业上是不要做这种事情。
And especially as Paul says here in Colossians, the reality is found in Christ.
在这边呢，在这个哥罗西书里面提到，保罗提到这那形体却是基督。
And so, if we as believers are to engage in any kind of traditions or special days, we need to make sure that those things don't become more important to us than Jesus Christ.
所以保罗再一次提醒我们，无论我们在守这种节日的时候，我们所做的事情，不要让这种事情呢淡化了我们的主。
And we need to make sure that those things don't cover up or obscure the message and person of Jesus Christ.
这种事情不要让它阻挡你去更认识我们的耶稣基督。
Now these were some of the concerns that the Puritans had, because at that time, even at that time, people celebrated Christmas in ways that didn't necessarily connect to Jesus Christ.
在那边早期的时候，清教徒他们庆祝圣诞的时候，他们也发现他们有一个事情所庆祝的跟基督耶稣无关的。
And as we saw last night, that's true still today. There are many people who celebrate the holiday, but not in a way that honors or draws attention to Jesus Christ.
所以昨天晚上那个曲子，我们戏剧里面，我们也明白到，现在有很多人也是做很多事情是跟基督无关的。
And so, in order to be faithful in making sure that this tradition and this holiday really does point to Jesus, we need to be careful and separate Christmas tradition from biblical fact.
所以我们要很小心的从圣诞那个传统里面要跟圣经的真理要分开来。
And that's the first thing I want to talk about for just a few minutes.
我要花数分钟的时间跟大家分享一下。
Now, one of the first issues that we have with tradition versus biblical fact is that the Bible itself does not give us the date for Christ's birth.
第一个事实就是圣诞节的日子，我们庆祝的日子，在圣经上没有给我们一个确实什么时候耶稣的诞生日子。
Now, what Scripture tells us is that the angels who announced the birth of Christ appeared to shepherds who were tending their flocks in the field.
那第一个事实就是那个主的使者在那个旷野里面第一次宣告主的诞生是向那个牧羊人而讲的。
So one of the issues is December 25th is not necessarily a likely date for shepherds to have their sheep in the field.
所以我们的就是这种议题就是说肯定的那个12月25号这个日子并不是真是 主的哪一天的诞生。
So this has led both non-Christians and Bible scholars to conclude that the date of December 25th is probably not the actual date of Christ's birth.
不管是学者或者是基督徒或者不信的人，他们都也下个结论，就是12月25并不是耶稣基督诞生的那个日子。
December 25th was originally selected by the Catholic Church, and it's unclear exactly why they selected that date.
我们也不清楚那个教会为什么要定哪一天来做庆祝圣诞。
There are those who say it was done because there were already celebrations, winter celebrations, that were being conducted at that on that time.
他们选哪一天，就是其实那种已经在那个冬天的时候，他们庆祝那个日子。
There are others who say people were trying to estimate the time of Christ's birth from the time when John the Baptist was being born.
有些人就从那个施洗约翰那天出生以后，一直推算到也许在哪一天，十二月二十五号就是圣诞节。
Bottom line is, we as believers shouldn't get too wrapped up on the exact date.
这个底线就是我们其实不要太看重那特别的哪一天什么日子他诞生。
Whatever the date of Christ's birth, it has nothing to do with the truth of his birth and the importance of his birth.
他哪一天出生是不重要的，但最就是没有那个耶稣基督诞生的真实的意义是什么是最重要的。
Another Christmas tradition is that three wise men or magi came to visit Jesus Christ in the manger shortly after he was born.
另外一个就是我们这从圣诞的传统里，大家都晓得，东光山博士从老远的很地方呢来到朝拜这个耶稣基督。
And again, biblical fact, a little different.
这个在圣经真理上面那块有不同的解释。
The Bible does not tell us exactly how many magi or wise men came to visit Christ.
在圣经上面呢，并没有说特别强调有多少个人来跪拜耶稣。
Three gifts are mentioned in the Bible, and from that, it was assumed that meant three different kings.
接着提到三样的礼物是摆在耶稣基督面前，那么我们推断这大概只有三个东方三博士来朝拜他。
Also, the Bible tells us that it was not the night of his birth that they came to visit Christ, but sometime after.
在圣经上面告诉我们，不是耶稣出生那一天，这个三个博士马上到他耶稣基督面前来跪拜，其实是后期的事情。
So again, we need to be careful to defend biblical fact and not necessarily Christmas tradition.
所以我们就很清楚的要看着圣经的真理，将那个圣诞那个传统要分开。
Another Christmas tradition is the Christmas tree, reportedly begun by Martin Luther.
其实呢，这关于是这个圣诞树的起源，开始的是Martin Luther开始的。
Now, the trees were used as part of the winter celebrations that were held in Europe.
在欧洲的时候，这个圣诞树呢，他们是一个传统的拿来庆祝的。
But Martin Luther came up with the idea of putting lights or candles on them to help signify or point to the birth of Christ.
马丁路德的像那个蜡烛啊，然后放上去呢，还在那个树上面呢，就是说有个意义在里面亮光，就是耶稣基督诞生。
So this is an example of how Christmas tradition can be used to really point us back to the birth of Jesus Christ.
所以在我们从那个传统的圣诞里面，我们就可以回顾到这个是基督耶稣的诞生。
But again, the Bible does not talk about Christmas trees, nor does it command us as believers to have them.
圣经并没有提到圣诞树啊，也不需要我们一定要买圣诞树。
Christmas carols are a big part of the Christmas tradition, especially when you grow up in America like I have.
在你在美国出生像我一样， 那个报煎佳音是非常之重要的一环在圣诞传统里面。
And many of them clearly tell the true story of Christmas. They talk about Christ and his birth. And we sang some of those today.
很多那个圣诗他们唱的都是有关耶稣基督的正如我们今天所唱的。
And so those are excellent tools to use as part of the witness for Jesus Christ at this season.
这个是对耶稣为耶稣基督做见证的很好的工具。
And in fact, the children and teens are going to go out this coming Friday to do Christmas caroling in the neighborhood, and we want to use that as a form of witnessing.
所以这个礼拜五呢，我们教会那个青少年也要报那个佳音，我们是因为这个是很好对耶稣做很好的见证。
Hopefully, the Christmas carols are based at least on biblical fact, but again, the Bible does not command us to go Christmas caroling.
我们希望这个报佳音里面他们这个意义都存在，但是在圣经上并没有提到报佳音这回事。
But it is part of the tradition that we can use to be witnesses for Christ.
这是一个圣诞的传统，我们来用它来为耶稣基督做见证。
Now this was mentioned last night in the skit, and I thought very well. Santa Claus.
昨天晚上我们看那个剧，我们提到那个圣诞老人。
Santa Claus began with a person named Nicholas, who was named a saint by the Catholic Church, hence he became known as Saint Nicholas.
Nicholas 这个人在天主教里面他被封圣了，所以他是做了一个圣诞老人。
And he was known for his kindness and generosity to other people.
他对人很慷慨，也对人很好。
Now, sometime after Saint Nicholas was established, Clement C. Moore, an American author, wrote a poem called "The Night Before Christmas."
这个西莫这个诗人呢，写了一个诗，关于圣诞老人，就是这个圣诞节的前一天，前一个晚上。
And in that poem, he described Santa Claus for the first time.
在他诗里面，所以第一次提到这个圣诞老人。
And from that poem, we have arrived at the version of Santa Claus that we're all familiar with today.
所以从那个一首诗里面，我们就是从今以后，我们就映射圣诞老人。
So again, this is a Christmas tradition, but in terms of relation to biblical fact,It's not really there.
这是一个圣诞的传统，但是在真实方面呢，在圣经并没有提到圣诞老人这个事情。
The Bible talks about generosity and giving, but that is in relation to God and Jesus Christ, and not necessarily to Santa Claus.
在圣经里面，我们提到的话就是关于的慷慨帮助人，但是在那个。圣诞全这个经文里面并没有提到关于圣诞老人要做这种事情。
Now with Santa Claus, of course, comes the idea of Christmas gifts.
那圣诞提到圣诞老人，我们就提到那个圣诞礼物。
Now I don't know what your experience was growing up, but for me, growing up here, this is probably one of the first things you think of and remember, especially when you were a child.
我不知道在这当中从哪里成长，但对于我在美国长大的人的话，第一件事的话，圣诞节就想第一件事就想到圣诞礼物。
Santa Claus is okay, the Christmas tree is okay, even the songs are okay, but boy, it's really about the gifts.
圣诞老人啊，可以，但圣诞树也可以，或者是报佳音这件事也可以，但是我一想到就圣诞礼物。
Sometimes you would have a countdown.Till the moment of gift opening, maybe by days, maybe by hours, maybe by the minute.
我们就急不急的呢？等到是也许是数算我们的日子，也是数算我们的时间，就是怎么样去打开我们的圣诞礼物。
And so obviously, this is a very powerful part of the Christmas tradition.
这个圣诞礼物在圣诞节传统里面是一个非常。非常的那个大家都有守着流行的那个规矩。
But I think one of the things that we as believers should try to do is to make the connection between gifts that we give each other and the gift that God gave us in Jesus Christ.
作为一个基督徒，我们要思想的就是我们当中互相交换这个礼物，但是要说神怎么样的赐这个礼物，耶稣基督给我们。And
the gift of His love and the gift of His eternal salvation.
神的爱，神的永恒赐给我们。Another
very strong tradition for Christmas here in America is gathering together with family and friends.
另外一个圣诞传统就是大家这个家里的家人都聚集在一起过这个节。And
of course a big part of that is the food.
最重要一环的就是大家享用那个美好的食物，圣诞大餐。And
I know that's become one of our church's traditions as well. We had good evidence of that last night.
所以昨天我们就经历过这一点。And
again, we can use this as an opportunity to explain more about Jesus, to explain more about God's love through the love that we have for family and friends.
其实我们基督徒应该有直接这个机会，在那个我们互相的爱对方，在充满爱里面，也将耶稣的爱介绍给每一位里面的亲戚朋友。And
the fact, as we sang about last month, that when we become believers in Christ, we are drawn into a big family, the family of God.
上个礼拜提到的是说，我们信了主之后，我们的兄弟姐妹，我们都变成一家人，就像上个礼拜我们唱的诗歌一样。And
that how we behave towards one another in the family of God should be at least as well as we behave towards others with our family and friends when we gather together for the Christmas holiday.
在教会里面，我们神是一家人，我们的爱，彼此相爱的这个态度，应该也应该扩展到我们在家里面，对每一个人都一样。And
so while many of these traditions do not come directly from Scripture, it would seem that there are many ways we can use these Christmas traditions to help people see more of Jesus Christ.
纵使这个圣诞的传统有很多方面跟圣经呢不一样的，但是我们应该好好利用这个圣诞的传统，也能够将这个信息，这个耶稣基督的信息带给他们。And
if we can use the season as part of a witness for Christ, use it to spread the good news, then I think we're using it well.
我们就是要利用这个传统，我们将那个耶稣基督介绍给他，这样子我们在这个圣诞节里面那个传统里面，我们就有很好的意义。But
of course, the biggest and most important part of the Christmas tradition is the telling of the story of Christmas, the telling of the birth of Jesus Christ.
那圣诞节里面最好最有意义的就是我们要告诉别人这耶稣基督的故事。
Of how a baby was born to a virgin named Mary.
如何的就是那个玛利亚的童贞女诞生的这个婴孩。
How angels appeared to shepherds to tell them that God had been born.
天使在那个牧人面前出现，然后告诉他，耶稣基督一个救世主诞生了。
How these shepherds came to worship this baby.
如何的这个牧人员来到，俯伏跪拜这个婴孩。
And how wise men from the east traveled very far to also come and worship this baby.
东方三谋士从老远的来到主的面前来跪拜他们。
And that this baby was truly the Lord and Savior of the entire world.
这个婴孩确实是，他是。
Clearly, as Christians, this is the message that we want to get across about Christmas.
这个是很清楚，我们的基督徒都应该要将这个信息的传开。But
unfortunately, in America especially, there is a battle going on, a struggle to eliminate this part of the Christmas tradition.
不幸的，在美国里面，这个社会里面有很多不同的势力，就是将 希望将那个圣诞节里面是没有耶稣的。
Where it is being determined by some people that it is not proper to talk about the true meaning of Christmas in public.
很多人呢，在公众的地方，他不愿意谈论到这个圣诞节真实的意义。
Because that would be offensive to some people.
因为这样子他们会得罪人。
The battle has gone on over things such as the display we have here, just a depiction of the birth of Jesus Christ.
这个在这种见证呢，叫做证明一下我们这个圣诞节摆设这种意义的，在这边的话，他们都反对。
You can't put that on public property. That's a violation of the Constitution.
你不能在公众的地方摆设这种
Sorry.
Against the law.
这是违法的，你不能摆设这种那个这个。Who knows how to say it? 这个 nativity.
But it's a subject of great debate in this country.
在这个国家里面，我起了很大的争论。
Likewise, we mentioned Christmas caroling, just going from door to door or being out in public and singing songs, just like some of the ones we sang before.
同样的是对那个报这个斋衣，也我们从一家的门到跑到另外一个家的门，他们都会反对。
Again, there's a battle to remove those from the public square.
他们也是在公众的地方是绝对不能这样子做。
When I was growing up in school, you could actually have plays and concerts where people said the word Christmas and sang songs that said Christmas in them.
在那个公众的学校里面，我常常在他们的这个话剧里面或者他们的表演里面，常常会写有那个圣诞节，或者他们是唱有关圣诞节的歌。
We could even sing songs like Silent Night.
我们可以唱那个平安夜这首歌。
Now if you do that, you get sued.
但是现在你在公众的地方唱这个歌的话，你可能是挨告。
And so the battle is really going on to remove Christ from Christmas.
所以呢，我们就知道很多这种反对的势力是将基督呢从圣诞节里面取出。
But why?
为什么呢？
I think we get some insight from looking at Romans chapter 1 verses 18 to 22.
我们来从那个圣经里面看着罗马书第一章18-22节这样子说。
It says, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature,have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools.
原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不信不义的人身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
And so what's happening with Christmas in this country is just a symptom of the larger issue of people trying to suppress the truth about God.
所以，无论在这个圣诞里面发生这种事情的时候，其实是一个明显的标题，就是他们是如何的要压制这个圣诞节的真正的意义。
And so it's nothing new in the history of man.
这对于人类的历史来讲并不是新鲜的事情。
But the degree to which it's happening in this country is increasing.
但是这个对这种事在这个国家里面发生这种事情，这个度数是增加的。
If you happen to go to Washington D.C. around this time, you get to see a sign like this in the metro station.
假如在这个十二月份，你在那个公共交通里面地铁里面，你可以随时的看到这个图画。
And so you can see the strategy here. At the time of Christmas, we don't want to talk about Christ. We don't want to talk about God. And in fact, we want to use the Christmas season to deny that there is a God.
所以在这个圣诞节这个时刻里面，我们不愿意提到有关于神。我们是利用这个时刻去怎么样去震撼信神的人。
And I think this sign is just a very good example of everything that's going on now.
所以这个图画就是可以告诉我们它的意义在哪里。
We don't need God, we can replace him with Santa Claus.
所以我们不需要神，我们代替的是一个圣诞老人。
And just like was pointed out in last night's skit, you can just take the whole holiday and dedicate it to Santa instead of having anything to do with God.
所以昨天去局里面也提到，就是我们只不需要神，我们只要圣诞节。
And that's because you don't need God.
因为我们不需要神。
He's useless.
他对我是没有用的。
He's an old-fashioned idea.
这个是老传统的意思。
Because you can be good all by yourself.
因为你自己够好了。
That's what this sign says. Just be good for goodness sake.
就是这个图画一样，就是我就是好。
You don't need salvation.
你不需要救恩。
You're not sinful.
你也没有犯罪。
You're good.
你是非常之好。
All you need to do is realize that.
只有你自己承认你自己很好。
And once you realize that, you can take that Bible and just throw it in the trash.
所以你晓得你自己很好，你不需要圣经，你可以丢到垃圾桶里面。
Because God is totally unnecessary.
神对我一点用处都没有。
Think about the blasphemy that this sign represents.
你看看这个图画里面是如何的亵渎神明。
At a time that is dedicated to celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, God coming to us in human form.
在这个时候，耶稣基督，圣诞节耶稣基督诞生了，道成肉身，神来到我们当中。
Humbling himself for the sole purpose of saving us and loving us.
他将自己的非常之降为卑微，目的是要拯救我们。
And turning around and thanking God for that gift by saying, "You don't exist."
然后呢，回去能够说啊，对神这样称赞，你根本不存在。
I don't need you.
我不需要你。
I'm all grown up.
我自己已经成长了。
I can be good all by myself.
我自己觉得非常之好。
That's the struggle that's going on now.
现在是每一个这个社会就是这样子的战争。
And it goes beyond Christmas.
这个。将那个圣诞节的意义的扯得更厚。
This is a wonderful sign that was posted in the state capital in Washington State.
在华盛顿的州里面，那个州议会里面有这么一个图片。
I'll read it for you. At this season of the winter solstice, may reason prevail.There are no gods, no devils, no angels, no heaven or hell. There is only our natural world. Religion is but myth and superstition that hardens hearts and enslaves minds.
他说在这个季节里面，我们所流行的就是这个没有神，也没有魔鬼，也没有天使，也没有天，也没有地狱，只有这个我们这个世界。宗教是一个谜，但是那个迷信只是让人的心硬了，然后将我们的脑袋牢牢地抓住。
This is the spiritual battle that's taking place.
这是我们属灵的战争，现在是开始。
So let's look at what some of the results are of removing God from public life.
我们来看看从那个公众的地方。将神离开，那么那个结果是如何呢
？Of denying the existence of God，
否定神的存在。
Well, one sad result I think you heard about in the news。
你们的也许在那个 消息里面听到
people at a Walmart in New York were in such a hurry to get the Christmas sales the day after Thanksgiving that they stampeded, ran over one of the workers and killed him.
在这个新闻里面告诉我们，在那个感恩节那一天，他们要去沃尔玛这个地方去买东西，但是一开门一冲进去，有一个工作人员就被踩死。
And even while he was laying on the floor, dying and being treated, people were still walking right by into the store because they had to get those sales.
纵使很多人看到这个人被推倒在地上，有很多人来救他，但是很多人仍然就是经过他，冲进去要买他心目中要买的减价的礼物。
They had to get those sales for the Christmas gifts.
因为他们要买一些减价的礼物来当圣诞礼物。
One example of what happens when we remove Christ from Christmas.
这个就是当耶稣基督不在圣诞节里面发生的效果。
Everyone, I think, has experience with the financial disaster that's happened in America and spreading to the world these past few weeks.
在过往数个礼拜里面，每一个人大概都经历到，不只是在美国，也许在全世界每一个角落，都会经历过这个金融的危机。
That started with greed and dishonesty.
我们从那个贪婪跟不诚实开始。
People taking out loans on homes that they knew they could not afford.
很多人就去申请那个房贷，但是他不能有这个能力偿还的房贷。
And lenders giving them those loans when they knew they couldn't pay them back.
那个银行嘛，明知道他还不起了，还是送给他。
And then using those loans for questionable financing.
然后用这种那个贷款来是有问题的贷款。
Another example of removing God from public life.
这个从公众地方让神离开了我们。
Last example, I think some of you may have been familiar with the recent presidential election.
第三个例子就大家都很熟悉的，是关于在那个总统选举里面发生的。
If you were, then you were familiar with the story of the governor from Alaska and her newest son.
大家都知道那个阿拉斯加那个州长，他那个最后一个诞生的儿子。
And the remarkable part of that story was they knew their baby was going to have Down syndrome, an illness, and they had the baby anyway.
他们知道他这个新生的婴儿会有唐氏那个病例病中，但是他们知道他们也要生下这个孩子。
And the reaction of many in this country was, why didn't they kill it?
在全国里面有很多民众的反应就是，明知道这个孩子是这样，为什么不取出呢？
Because that's what you're supposed to do with Down syndrome's babies. You're supposed to kill them.
因为你有唐氏这个重症这个病的话的孩子的话，你应该是将他取出。
And this country claims that we've got a miraculous, wonderful rate of curing Down syndrome. The cure comes from killing those who have the disease.
尤其是在美国这个医学这么发达里面，他们都说有很多成分可以挽救这种有唐氏综病的孩子，但是他们认为这样子还是要将那个孩子杀掉。
I have been amazed.By the number of people who have come out with the opinion publicly that that baby should have been dead.
很多人在公众的地方呢表达他们意见，这个婴孩应该是被杀掉。
It's hard for me to think of anything more sick and despicable.
对我来讲是反胃口了。
But this is what happens without God. Human life is not very valuable anymore.
这就是神不在他们当中的时候，人的生命。就是不值钱了。
Even the life of a baby.
甚至那个婴孩的生命。
That brings us back to the most important baby of all.
让我们再来看我们这个全世界最重要的一个婴孩。
The baby that came into the world to change all this.
这个婴孩来到这个世上改变一切。
To remove and fix this kind of evil.
能够将那个恶魔取出，一个改变这个世界。
And we as Christians need to keep that baby in our hearts and minds always.
作为一个基督徒，我们永远记得这个小孩子在心里。
And we need to remember the verses that we went through today for our responsive reading.
我们也应该记得今天那个经文我们所念的。
Verse 6 says that Jesus Christ was in very nature God.
第六节讲的他本有神的形象。
So that baby, Jesus Christ, was God come to us in human form.
这个婴孩是神从道成肉身来到我们当中。
But he chose to humble himself, to take the form of a human being out of love for us.
但是他反倒虚己，成为人的样子，为了爱，他是成为我们一份子。
And he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
他是将自己变成卑微，全身顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So if you want to keep Christ in Christmas, remember that fact.
所以在圣诞节里面，我们要保留这个耶稣基督，我们要记住这个事实。
And let us live just like in verse 10. So at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
叫一切在天上、地上和地底下的，用耶稣的名，无不屈膝。
And let us remember the Christmas story as told to us in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14.
我们也要记得在那个路加福音第二章里面第八到十四节那个这个圣诞的故事。
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
在伯利恒的野地里，有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的侍者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。妇人有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
If you want to keep Christ in Christmas, use this time as a time of rejoicing, as a time of thanksgiving, as a time of celebration.
你想圣诞节里面保留耶稣基督在你当中的话，用这个时候，趁着这个庆祝圣诞节的时候，我们好好的利用。
And remember that Jesus Christ was born to save us from our sins by dying on the cross.
要记住耶稣基督在圣诞节诞生，他的目的是为了被钉十字架来拯救世人。
God the Son took human form and humbled himself and let himself die on the cross to save us.
耶稣基督他虚己，然后变成人的形象，然后顺服至死，被钉在十字架上。
And then rejoice. Have joy in your hearts. Live that way. Let other people see that and explain to them the reason for your joy.
永远的要喜乐在你心中，让你在看到你为什么这么喜乐，你又解释给他这个圣诞节真正的意义。
so that you can explain to them the reason for your joy is Jesus Christ.
我的喜乐是来源是从耶稣基督里面来的。